So we are on the verge of Holy Week with Palm Sunday, just a few days away. And we hear in the gospel reading today the hostility against Jesus among his own people begin to build up, begin to escalate. And it really reflects upon what's going on as we see the decoration or lack of decoration in our own church, that the statues are covered. Jesus begin to have to hide himself more often because his own people, especially the leadership, are beginning to find ways to contempt against him, to hurt him. And we heard in the first reading today before the gospel from the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah could be labeled as one of the most hated prophets in the history of the people of Israel, because what he preached was very unpopular, asking the people not to put their trust or their faith in the political alliance or earthly defenders, but on God who justified and defend them. And of course, it's what a very unpopular message for his time. And he was being hunted down and hurt and also mistreated because of that unpopular message. Jeremiah then was only a prophet, though. But Jesus was the Son of God. And that's why Jesus came with a deeper purpose, not only to speak the word of God, but to came and with his signs, the miracles, the things that he have done, a sign to show to people that life are worth living because of who we are deep inside as sons and daughters of God. Jesus affirmed our dignity, our vocation, our mission, our purpose as children of God. And by knowing that, we are set free from the measurements, the standards, or the things that this world tells us that we had to be in order to be happy, or in order to find our self-contentment. Believe in me, believe in my words, believe in the work that I have done. Because what I have done, Jesus said, is to glorify the Father. Therefore, what I have done, it's just not of my own self-ability, but because of my love for my Father, said Jesus. And that's why in the Gospel of St. John, all the miracles and the things that Jesus have done, it's no longer called miracles or something extraordinary. They are simply signs of who he is as the Son of God, at the one being sent to heal us, to transform us, to call us back to the truth. And this message was very unpopular, but this message is so true as it was 2020 years ago, and now it will be applicable to us. Forever remain an unpopular message against what the world tells us, but this will set us free to be disciples of Christ, to be instruments of the Holy Spirit, but most important of all, to be content, to find joy, and to know who we are as children of God, our Heavenly Father.